Town Talk Radio Productions brings you this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you'll get information and insight on what's happening all across Terry County, including city, county, and school news, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. And now, here's Town Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Town Talk Show. I'm Danessa Churchwell here with Kelsey Slaughter, and we have Vic Goldston with us this morning with for the Terry County Sheriff's Posse. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And we are going to be talking about the rodeo coming up July 13th through the 15th. We are going to get all the information about that, but first we are going to take a break and hear from some of our sponsors.
This is the sound of a large Coke at McDonald's. And that is the sound of our straw going into the Coke. And now that any size Coke is only a dollar all summer long, this is the sound of someone taking a long sip. And if you think that sounds good, how about any small McDonald's smoothie, frappe, or shake for $2? Now top that. Ooh, whipped topping only at McDonald's. A la carte only. Limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
I'm the neighbor with the orange zero turn. I mow, maintain, shape, and perfect. I take pride in myself and this place I call home. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, get a Kubota Commander Pro and take advantage of low-rate, long-term financing. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Go by Terry County Tractor, located at 1203 Seagraves Road in Brownfield, or call 806-637-4569.
And welcome back to the Town Talk Show. Once again, we are talking to Vic Goldston this morning. Vic, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So the rodeo, it's rodeo time almost.
Pretty close, yes, ma'am.
So y'all are getting ready, been preparing for that. Let's start with the dates of the rodeo.
Yeah, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. 8 o'clock.
Okay. And it'll be at the rodeo grounds,
yes,
as
ma'am.
Usual. Y'all are also doing Mutton Bustin' this
right.
year. We'll start with that as far as the events go. Is there an early qualifying night?
No. Wednesday we'll have the prelim, so it'll be that
okay.
night. And we prefer you to enter through the chamber. That just kind of streamlines it for us when we get out there on Wednesday.
Okay. So what are the is it ages on that?
Not necessarily. It's primarily 55 pounds or less. It's like 5, but, you know, some kids 6 still can make it, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And what do they need to have? Do they need to have their own equipment?
If they have their own equipment, that's a plus. I've got 2 vests and I'm having to round up helmets, but so it'll be a little slow. We're just going 2 at a time, but that's all I got right now.
Okay. And as far as their own equipment, if they have like a football helmet or a baseball helmet, can they wear that?
As far as I know.
Okay.
At the prelims, anything's okay. When we get to the rodeo at that level, UPRA has its state standards and what it's regulated by. I guess I don't know if it's UIL or whatever, but there's certain regulations we have to adhere to. So.
Is there a minimum age? Can you put, a 1-year-old on there?
Sure. No, there's not a minimum.
A 6-month-old?
She's wanting to put Micah on
you're
there.
You're comfortable. We're comfortable.
If okay. they can hold on to that sheep, then.
Yeah. So how does that work? Y'all just put them on there and let them loose? I mean,
right.
there's no, like, training involved.
Not particularly.
It's just purely entertainment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They win a buckle. Whoever makes the last go, they'll win a buckle.
All right.
How many will y'all take at the prelims?
Oh, man. I think we had that line. I think we're going to do like 8, maybe 9. I think we're going to do like, it depends on the total number that are there.
Okay.
And you know, years past, we just cut it down to 3 and then go on. But I think we're going to try to do a progression out and have like 3 for Saturday night. So maybe 9 to 6 to 3, something to that effect. I just, it'll have to wait and see how many contestants I have and where we can work it in 3, how we can work it in place.
Okay.
So, and is that just one, it's just all the kids are together, they're not broken up by age?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and so call the chamber if you want to get your child entered in that. Is there an entry fee?
I think it's 20. $20, I believe.
Okay. And do, so they need to obviously just call the chamber up to the 12th, or is there a deadline?
We take the night before, but all the people that were involved have bailed, so I'm having to get new people recruited to get it all set up. So it'll be, I would prefer to have it all through the chamber, so I don't have to, I'll know how many sheep I've got to have allocated, so.
Okay.
Is there a waiver that needs to be signed or anything like
that?
Yeah,
we have that out there when they, you know.
Have you ever had any bad injuries on the little ones? I have a 2.5-year-old, so I'm very curious.
Are you talking about
this?
No broken bones, okay. Tears? We've had quite
lots
a few
of tears.
some that back out at the last moment, like when they're staring the sheep in the face.
So how many sheep do you have to get per, like, it's not one per child, right? I mean, just,
like, say, if you had 24, okay. I would like to have, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 sheep. That's okay. Sort of like two runs apiece.
Gotcha.
One year we had, we had 10 sheep and we had 48 riders. Now those sheep were wore
out. They were
out,
exhausted,
you know.
I bet.
But you never know till the day of the thing, so it's right. Just hard to allocate it.
Okay.
And so what are some of the other events that you'll have at the rodeo?
No, same standard stuff. You got bareback, saddle bronc, ranch bronc, bull riding, calf roping, tight end calf roping, breakaway roping, team roping, and barrels.
And are the participants, are they local, or are they coming in for this?
There's a few local, but this is the UPRA, United Professional Rodeo Association. They're a home base out of Sulphur Spring, Texas. Mm-hmm. And they've been in existence for this is our 84th rodeo, and they've been in existence nearly that long. So they've got people coming from New Mexico, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi.
All over.
So it's a pretty big organization.
And so since the rodeo is under them, is it count when riders come in because they do points and it that counts towards
you don't
their...
have to be a UPRA member. You can buy just, I think it's a $10 permit. Okay. And then you get your same sanction as the rest of them. This rodeo is toward the end of the season. Their finals is the weekend before Thanksgiving, and this is one of the last major rodeos of this, of the amount of prize money that's paid out, so we get the best of the best. Mm-hmm. They take their top 10 per event to go to their finals. And it's a lot of those guys won't have to go there. They got a good enough lead. But the ones that are like 15th and up will be here trying to make a big paycheck to try to bump somebody out.
Okay.
So there's quite a few good cowboys here.
So like actual, like professional, not just.
It's a amateur rodeo, but like I said, like Joe Beaver, mm-hmm. He retired from calf roping at the NFL level. But now he's a team roper on this other level. So there's all, I mean, I wish I had some of those names, but if they, T. Woolman, he was a NFR steer roper back in like the 90s. Now he ropes at this level. So it's, mm-hmm. It's just progressive down.
So it's not just some people thinking, oh, that'll be fun. Let's go give it a try. I mean,
well,
these guys do this.
You better come ready.
They do this basically for a living.
Right.
So it's good stuff.
Right. And it's a Ram rodeo sanction. So Ram, it's hard to bump Ram out as a sponsor because the contestants want them. They take 1% of our prize. They'll match 1% of the prize money to go to their finals, and 1% goes to the injured cowboy fund, so that's hard for somebody else to step up, come against them.
Mm-hmm. And so speaking of sponsors, you guys have a new sponsor this year, and we want to give them a shout out as well.
You bet. Stanley stepped up. They got the Ram dealership here, so they were allowed to be a rodeo sponsor. All years past, they were just Ford, and which sometimes like playing down Ford, but a Ram rodeo can only have Ram trucks or whatever, mm-hmm. below by the arena level. Anything up past the fence, I could do Ford for the dance or Chevy or something else, but nothing can come down to the arena but Ram only. Mm-hmm. So with them coming in as Ram, it's been every bit as good as I expected it would be and more.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you to Stanley for doing that, stepping up and doing that. So last year, I think it was last year, y'all went to a 3-day
event.
And so y'all are doing that again this year?
Yes. When you have a rodeo, when we're having a 2-day performance, they have what is called slack. That is anyone who wants to be in the rodeo, but they can't. We only take 7 to 10 per event during the show because it just drags on too long if you mm-hmm. don't. So anyone else up to a certain level, they would put in what they call slack. We'd run them Friday night after the show till it was done. Year before, at 5:45 in the morning, we were through with slack on that Friday. Oh, so wow. Me and the producer talked about it. He cut his price for the third day in half to help us out and also help him. So that's, we will still have slack, but it's only like 2.5-3 hours instead of, that went on forever.
Yeah, wow.
So is it just going to be at the end of that 3 hours, if you didn't get to ride, you just didn't get to?
Oh, no. If they take your entry fee, you go to, they're all done. So.
Okay.
And we had 47 calf ropers last year. No, 47 team ropers, 53 barrel racers, and 677 calf ropers. That's last year. And uh-huh. the year before was almost that big and had to run slack after. Was, uh-huh. man, I think I was there. I was supposed to be running the gate and the tractor, but I don't remember.
Lots of coffee. Well, let's go ahead and take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to find out more about the Brownfield Rodeo, so stay tuned.
When you leave this life, how will you be remembered? The legacy you leave will not be measured in dollars and cents or by years lived, but rather by what you accomplished with your life. The measure of our life is not its duration, but its donation. We are here to help your family when you lose a family member. Ratliff Funeral Home in Seminole, Denver City, Seagraves, and Brownfield. We're here for you.
Forward march to the next generation and a brand new age. To the future and the future of tough. Introducing the all-new Ford F-150, the first and only pickup with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, up to 700 pounds lighter, so it can haul more than any half-ton pickup on the planet. Over 100 patents, so you can work even smarter, and every single square millimeter tougher. Towing the most of any half-ton pickup. With the muscle to move the world. And the brains to change it. This is the all-new Ford F-150. The future of tough.
Go by Stanley Ford Lincoln, located at 1708 Lubbock Road in Brownfield. Or call 637-7541. Stanley Ford Lincoln. You're just a short drive from big savings.
Are you tired of stopped up sinks and cold showers? We can rescue you at Rescue Plumbing. Cody Churchill has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing business and provides quality work at a reasonable price. So whether you need installation or a complete bathroom remodel, call Rescue Plumbing at 806-891-9617 and get a free estimate today. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Rescue Plumbing LLC. Rescue Plumbing, ready to come to your rescue anytime, any place.
Welcome back to the Town Talk Show. We've been talking about the Brownfield Rodeo with Vic Goldston. So we've kind of discussed some of the events, and now let's talk about admission. What does it cost to get into the rodeo?
It's $8 a head for adults. I don't really, Wally Renero is my treasurer. He handles the gate and has for like 12 years.
Yes.
I know the kids' price has got to be $5, and it may be even less. I don't, he breaks down that. I don't.
Okay.
And does that get you in per one night?
One night.
Okay.
And at what time are the gates going to be open for people to start getting
we'll
there?
We'll probably get there about 6:30.
Okay.
I'll be there. All day
you'll,
long.
Yeah, you'll be there all day. But as far as the gates, right. And I know in years past it does fill up, and so really there's not a bad seat. But if you
not
want
anymore.
A seat, if you don't want to be standing,
right.
then you might get there early and get in. Usually there's a line to get in as well, so be prepared for that. But you were telling us during the break that the arena looks a little different this year.
Yeah, it looks totally different. Dana Baker came in like gangbusters when I first talked with them to be a sponsor. And I had heard they were going to have the Ram dealership back. So I was excited because I knew – I've been trying to get a local dealer, Ram dealership since we started doing this particular type of rodeo. Mm-hmm. The first 2 years we had to use Smith out of Leveland, and that didn't work out so good. Then we – I think we got La Mesa after that. It was a Benny Boyd deal, which Benny Boyd is a great sponsor on rodeo, and he was excited. Then they sold about 3 weeks before our rodeo, so that all fell back.
Oh, no.
And then same thing, we went through Andrews the next year, same thing happened. So it's just been a lot of headache. We get the Ram sponsor, what do they call that guy? Ram representative will come down out of the program, and they've been instrumental in help turning this around, helping us mm-hmm. fine-tune what we need to get done. But without a dealership behind them, they were, you know, stonewalled what they could get done. Mm-hmm. So with them, it's been every bit what I thought and more. It's been great.
Okay. And so, and Dana Baker is with Stanley.
Yes, Tony, and Tony's the general manager, and this is his wife, Dana. She's the chamber ambassador this year. So
okay. Okay, and
what changes did they make there at the arena?
They came down, and we've got all the bucking chutes are red, white, and blue, and the box seats were all one-third is blue, one-third is white, one-third is red. The entrance gates are red, white, and blue, and the east gate where the barrel racers come through, it's red, white, and blue, and so it's just a really nice facelift.
Good, a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of work, yeah.
And so also another tradition that goes along with the rodeo is the rodeo parade. So do you want to give us the details on that?
Sure. I was going to take it out. I couldn't. I've only got our club and one riding club come anymore. Can't get anybody to participate. And it was hard on a Saturday afternoon to get other people to participate. And the people that watch it, the crowd is always there. But, I mean, mm-hmm. I just didn't think it was worth our effort or for them to be out there in the heat to see it. Dana came in again, and she has gone crazy. She's got, I think we got 40 entries in there. So she has worked hard.
Good. So what time is the parade? It's on Saturday?
On Saturday, yes, ma'am.
And what time again?
5.
5 o'clock. Okay. And that's where do people need to go?
It's the same parade route as always. We'll start over the Compress, West Texas Gar, everyone come all the way down 6th Street, and then we'll turn and go down Main. And cross there at Main Street Hardware, go over to Broadway, and back out.
Okay.
And is it still open for entries if people?
As far as I know, yeah, it's not a. Okay. Not a. Just be there.
Is it any like any type of organization, or is it
anything
be related to the rodeo?
You bet.
Okay.
Anything else? Go ahead and give the dates again and the times and admission price.
Okay. July 13th, 14th, and 15th, 8 p.m. And it's $8 a person for adults. And you just have to check with the gate man on the children.
And okay. Mutton Bust In, go to the Chamber
Chamber,
of Commerce.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is there a time they need to be signed up by?
Yeah. If we could get it done before the 12th, that would help greatly. But, I mean, it's hard for me to turn away kids.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Do y'all have all this information online somewhere that people could find it?
I think at the chamber. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I still have a flip phone. I don't want a smartphone, so I don't have any of that information. They can't run fast enough to catch me and give me one.
Okay. And so when you say it starts at 8 p.m., that means grand entry
yes,
is going through the gates at 8 p.m., so be there before that.
Sure.
Okay. I think that's it. Anything else?
More than likely, but I'm not going
to forget. Okay. So thank you for being with us this morning. This will be up on our website, towntalkradio.com. So if you need to get any of that information taken down, you can go back, listen to it, share it with anyone that is interested in going. And we thank our sponsors for sponsoring the show. Thank you to Stanley. They're one of our sponsors, and they're the big rodeo sponsor this year as well.
And this is the 84th rodeo.
Yeah, we didn't say that. 84th annual. So that's a lot of years, a lot of tradition. So thank you to our listeners for tuning in this morning, and we hope that you have a blessed day. This was Danessa Churchwell.
And Kelsey Slaughter.
You You've been listening to The Town Talk Show, a broadcast of Town Talk Radio Productions. If you would like to comment on our show or promote your civic or church event, or if you have an idea for an interesting story, give us a call at 806-637-0030 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you can drop us a line at info@towntalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.